Well, is the Trudeau government in Canada about to open the door to ballot harvesting? Well, it certainly looks that way. Ballot harvesting, for the uninitiated, is the idea of an individual or a group of individuals go out and they collect a lot of these paper ballots. Think of it this way. They might go to a senior center or something like that, gather up 300, 500 ballots, and then bring it to a drop box or other collection point out there. In other words, a person drives all over and gathers up as many ballots as they can and brings them to these drop boxes. So what could possibly go wrong with that system? How do we know those ballots actually came from the individuals they said they came from? New video emerged from Bridgeport, Connecticut, recently showing a person dropping hundreds of ballots into a drop box at 5 in the morning. And she keeps coming back and shoving more ballots in the box. Again, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about here. Perfectly normal behavior at 5 in the morning. So what is Justin Trudeau trying to do with election reforms in Canada, and will it open the door to ballot harvesting? David Craden has been following the story, independent journalist from Canada in Ottawa, who writes at the Post-Millennial. David, do you think, first of all, this is going to open up the door for ballot harvesting there? And then secondly, what exactly is the Trudeau government trying to do with election reforms?
What's particularly worrisome about this, Clayton, is that these are secret negotiations going on between the Trudeau government and his intergovernmental affairs minister, Dominique LeBlanc, very close friend of the prime minister, and the NDP, which is, of course, another opposition party, which just happens to be the de facto coalition partner with the Liberals. The NDP, a socialist party, outright socialist party, has been propping up the Trudeau government now for a couple of years, and they have promised to do that until the next election. So they're meeting in secret, talking about so-called electoral reform. But is this not just election corruption, election fraud? Because they're specifically talking about three things. They want a longer period of voting, up to at least 3 days. They want people to be able to vote at any polling station. And they want this to be focused on mail-in voting, which, of course, as you mentioned from the start, this to me is all about ballot harvesting. Because the more that we emphasize mail-in voting, the greater potential we have for abuse, and we have for people to be voting more than once, and for tampering to occur. We know that when these political operatives drop by somebody's house to pick up their ballots, there's no guarantee that those ballots aren't going to be tampered with when they get to the voting area. And this is what worries me. But Justin Trudeau has been talking about electoral reform since 2015. And he's been talking about totally changing the system. He's even mused about going to a proportional representation system of government, which, of course, is nothing we've ever had in Canada. They have those kinds of systems in Europe. They usually lead to fractured governments. That, of course, has been discussed in the U.S. as well. But what I think is going on here, and it's quite clear, Justin Trudeau is at the end of his political rope, not just as prime minister, but leader of the Liberal Party. And I think this is a last ditch attempt for him to cling to power by corrupting a political system, an electoral system that is probably one of the best in the world in terms of its integrity.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you, which is there a demand for this in Canada? I mean, when you look at Canada's elections, I don't think I ever hear of, thoughts about fraud or comments about election integrity or problems with the Canadian election. Maybe I'm not looking hard enough, but was Canada, are Canadians salivating at the idea of election reform?
Absolutely not. And in fact, I actually worked for Elections Canada during the 2015 election. I was asked to be a poll manager, which is somebody who ensures the integrity of a polling station and has everybody in place. And Elections Canada oversees all the federal election from province to province, from British Columbia to Newfoundland. So there are not 12 or 14 different kinds of federal elections. There's a unified way of doing the election. And it's very simple. People have to be citizens. They have to present their ID, which has to be a valid driver's license or other thing. And they're not allowed to vote. They have to have their face uncovered to prove that they are the person they say they are. And they only get to vote once, of course. But what makes the system so incredibly transparent is that people literally are given a paper ballot. They're pointed to a secret ballot place and they say, put your X beside the candidate of your choice with this pencil. The ballot is then taken from the individual by an Elections Canada employee. It's folded and put in the ballot box while the voter watches the procedure. And when those votes are counted the same night, and we get election results not 3 days later, we get them the same night when Elections Canada volunteers and workers count those ballots, and those results are then scrutinized by every political party participating in the process. So the end result is an election that's fair, that's free, and that is competently run. So there's no sense at all of fraud going on, because we all know the system is transparent and the system works. And so matter of whether or not you win or lose the election, you know it was run fairly and honestly. So there's no need for reform of the system. It works properly. And you hear a lot about the Dominion voting system and how some people have questioned that. I won't go into length about that. Right. But Dominion voting systems actually comes out of Toronto. But it doesn't have anything to do with Canadian elections, because up until now, we have maintained Canadian elections to be paper-based, fill in your ballot with a pencil, put it in the physically put it in the ballot box so you know you voted fairly and legally. So no, there's no call for Canadians to change the system.
It's unbelievable. Why fix it if it ain't broke, right? Also, you guys use identification. That's amazing that you require individuals to show identification before voting. To me, that sounds incredibly racist. So I can't believe Canada is such a racist country to require you to show your identification.
And that's never been an issue here. That's the amazing thing, because, of course, in the United States, there are calls for illegal immigrants to vote. There's objections to people presenting ID, like, all races don't have access to identification. It's so ridiculous. I mean, you can't buy booze without identification. Right. You can't. And why is it suddenly it's a racial issue to have people identify themselves? It's never clicked in Canada. That argument has never been a part of the narrative here. Of course, Trudeau will make that part of the narrative. I've no doubt. Suddenly, it's going to be racist to ask people to present ID. As nonsensical as that is, Trudeau will definitely go there if he wants to corrupt a voting system that works quite well. And it's not going to work very well for him in the next election, simply because his unpopularity is so high and because he's not going to be electing as many Liberal MPs as he has in the past.
Yeah, I see no reason for Canada to make this shift. And you move towards this massive focus on mail-in ballots being sent in. I wonder, though, you know, when I lived in Montana, hardy individuals who still managed to get out even in snowstorms. I remember covering one election when I lived in Helena, Montana, in the snow. Didn't stop people from getting out there, getting the snow blowers out and getting to the polling places and managed to vote. Canada has way more snow, has to deal with much more inclement weather during elections. Has this ever been a major problem where you're looking across the country in Canada and saying, you know what, so many people just simply cannot vote because of inclement weather or some other reason, even though, you know, we have this voting period. So we need to extend mail-in balloting. We need to push this now because this is a major problem for Canadians.
Well, once again, there's been no hue and cry over the weather. Largely, elections in Canada occur in the spring, summer, and autumn, because there's some common sense about February is probably not the best time to have an election.
Right.
But Even more than that, we do have early voting in Canada. I mean, people can vote 2 weeks before if it's not convenient. And there are a couple of days set aside for that already. But the point is, it's not a mail-in ballot. You have to physically show up at the ballot box at the voting area and physically present your ballot. You have to vote in person. So we have never in Canada emphasized mail-in voting as a solution to any problem, because it simply hasn't been a problem. And that is why anybody who knows Justin Trudeau has to be extremely suspicious about this going on right now,
right?
Because he's got about a year and a bit before the next election. He has enough time to totally screw up Canada's electoral process, calling it electoral reform. He has enough time to make a very good system, a symbol for the world, in fact, in terms of how elections should be run. It's one thing Canada does well. A lot of things we don't do well. Healthcare is one of them. But we have a very good electoral system, and the integrity has never seriously been in doubt. So if Justin Trudeau wants to play with that system, obviously it's for his usual reason, which is self-aggrandizement, protecting his own power. No question in my mind about that.
Well, Trudeau seems to be taking a card out of the United States playbook right now, pulling a United States election reform scam. That seems to be what's going on here. Well, get ready, I guess. Your identifications up there are going to be racist and ballot harvesting. This could open the doors for ballot harvesting. We'll keep our eyes on Canada and what this means for the Trudeau government and beyond. David, great to see you. Thanks so much for this. Interesting and fascinating to hear that sort of behind the scenes on Canada's election process and voting process. Thanks, David.
We'll keep you informed, Clayton. Thank you so much again.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.